Blog Talk Radio.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sister, she's here. You can take a break. From a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way.
Psychic medium. I'm a nurse. I'm a legal nurse consultant. I am a counselor and I'm a life coach. I specialize in love, romance, relationship, and sexual issues and all the things that life has to offer you. So I've got a smattering of all different kinds of clients and I love them. But my real true love is being here with you all because you are you're just my faves. I just love you all. I love being on the air. You know I'm a ham. So this is just a total joy for me. This way I can reach a lot of people. I want to thank Organics skies. Ah, thank you for waking up and having coffee with me. You know I love you. And thanks for the confirmation of your confirmation, because that's kind of why we do it here. We love to hear feedback. I not everybody's 100% right, nor, you know, I do want you to know when you call in and you have other mediums, psychics, intuitives, clairvoyants, everybody on the show. If we were 100% right, we'd be, I don't know, Mother Teresa in the spirit realm. So, you know, I just do want you to know we appreciate all the confirmations that you have and that you call in with. It makes our day, and we feel fabulous when that happens. We know that there's people there who, you know, don't really, you know, get the affirmation that they want from anybody on the show. I'm only assuming. And I put the best of the best on. Everybody has a gift and talent. I know you all are the best. So that's what one of the big things we try to go through here is that you all have a gift. And I know what gifts you have. That's what gift I have. So everybody tune in, listen to your guides and angels, connect to your higher source, and always, when you get that gut feeling, go with it, because you can always retrace your steps. You can't always get out of things. I mean, you can, you know, you can always move forward slowly, but it's tough when you move forward real fast to have to backtrack. So I am so happy that that Organic Skies is here with me today and gave me the greatest present I had will have starting the week is thank you, Organic Skies. That's why I do it. You know, it's a pleasure for me. But you were just getting confirmation because you are very talented, beautiful light that you are. So anyway, I just want to tell everybody that this week we have a fabulous guest. His name is Adam Bernstein. He has got the web page, and I'd love you to go check him out before he comes on. It's called BetweenTheWorlds.com with Adam Bernstein. So if you Google Between the Worlds or Adam Bernstein, and he spells his name Bernstein, psychic medium, you will find him. He has a fabulous website. He is a meteorologist, besides being a psychic medium, which is really how I found him a year ago. He's from Woodstock, New York, which, I mean, who doesn't love Woodstock? And if you're too young to know Woodstock, then maybe you ought to read about it. So I was too young, as you all know, but I heard so much about that music, and it's just a magical kind of area in New York. It's beautiful up there. My son went to culinary school for just a couple months up at the CIA in Hyde Park, and where Woodstock is a little further up or sideways or wherever Adam's going to tell you it is the most beautiful land. It is such gorgeous weather, the snow, the trees, the Hudson River. It's just beautiful. And I know that's why Adam's there, actually, because he does a lot of hiking in the mountains. And if you see him on Skype, he looks like it. He's just the cutest, adorable psychic medium you ever want to see. He reminds me of Gaia, Mother Earth. So, and I'm sure that's who he relates to, because I followed him like about a year ago when I was going up to New York. He writes the weather. He predicts the weather. Now, I only know that he predicts the weather in New York, so we'll have to find out tomorrow. I never really did ask him if he does it for other states, but I know he does it for where he is, and he's got a big following. He predicted or forewarned everybody about Sandy. So he is a cool guy, but I really didn't know how to feature him on the show because, you know, think about it. He's a weather, you know, meteorologist, psychic. So for me, what's the weather today? Or do you have any predictions of big storms? That's so interesting to a lot of people. But what really got me and said, Adam's got to be on our show to give you the availability to talk to him is, he put out a article at the Holiday Times about doing a medium show, which I didn't know he did at the time. And a little boy came through. I'm not going to tell you much about it because I know he will. But anyway, he is so connected. When I called and asked him if he would like to be on the show. I mean, he was so sweet. And he said, of course I would. So, and that is so sweet to me because who, you know, to me, I am so in awe and grateful for everybody that wants to share their talents on my show. So I love that. I was so like taken back. And when I talked to him, because we Skyped and he does do Skype readings, when I did talk to him, he said, I'm so tired. And I said, well, Adam, why didn't you get any sleep? And he said, well, Spirit told me you had a lot to ask me, and I already know who you want to come through. And he brought five, everyone, of the relatives standing next to me and their names. But what's funny is he brought their middle names, which I thought, oh, my goodness. First, I thought maybe he didn't have the name for my dad. My dad's name is Jerry, and they called him Gerald, and they called him Jerry. He came with the name William. My dad's name is William, and so I thought, oh, well, how, you know, and then I knew because I saw my dad that he was bringing his middle name through, and then he said, and there's a woman standing next to him named Joan. Well, my mother's middle name is Joan. Now, how, you know, so I thought, okay, her name is Arlene, Joan, Carp, Mosenner. So I thought, oh, my goodness gracious, he's bringing middle names. And I couldn't understand why, but, I mean, think about it. How many people would actually know the middle names of your relatives? Okay, so, and they're all together. So I asked him, and he said, you know, he sees names on a continuum, so he doesn't know if their first name or their middle name. So I want everybody to remember that. I know because I didn't think about that, but when you do hear mediums bringing through someone for you, just don't think about their first name. Think about them, because a lot of times, mediums see it on a continuum. And when I asked why my dad would want to bring through a middle name, you know, Adam's remark was, well, everybody could know his first name, but how many people are going to know his middle name, of which my dad didn't like. So I thought that was so cute. Then he brought through my dad's brother, my dad's best friend, my dad, my mother, I mean, and my two grandmothers and what they did. And he didn't even ask me a question, guys. So I am so happy that I actually asked him to be on the show. And the cool news is, he's really excited to be on the show. So he is going to be here tomorrow at 1:00. Please get in line because, you know, he's got a great reputation. He's pretty worldwide and known. He's done TV and radio, and I'm bringing him especially to you guys. And I just, you know, I love everybody that's on the show. You know that. I love every single talent, every single person. I just think everybody twinkles and shines. So I try to give you a little bit of everything just so that you know what's out there. And we know what's out there because it's a wide world out there. Good news is that Skype, Blog Talk Radio, all the other, you know, modes of communication all get to let us bring that to you. So that's what I'm just so excited about. I mean, think about it. 10 years ago, would Blog Talk Radio have been here to let me speak to UK, Australia, you know, anywhere in the country free? It's really crazy. So I just want you to know this is such a blessing I feel that in communications that we can do this. And that's why I try to find different people for you. Then let me finish with the rest of this week. I'm just too excited. So please check out Adam Bernstein before you come. Something is not right. They're saying I only have 90 seconds left. So everybody, if you can please hold on, I will see what is going on here. It is not letting me. Everybody, I don't know what's happening, but I have 90 seconds to tell you that if I can't fix this, I'm going to see if I can put the show back on. But I am featured in this month's magazine, PsychicInsightMagazine.com. I'm on the front page! So please, everybody, go to PsychicInsightMagazine.com and check it out. It's a 30-page magazine. It's really, the pages are not that big because it's all in PDF file. It's by Jerry Humphreys. He's so fabulous. It's quarterly magazine, and I'm on it! So please, everybody, check it out. It's Ask Bonnie. And if you have any questions for me, please send it. And I'd love you to send some questions in for me. And the next edition, I think, is in April, and you'll hear my answer. I do not know why the show is only on for 10 minutes or 15 minutes. So, and they're not letting me, oh my goodness, they're not letting me change it. So let me see what I can do. Everyone, I'm not even seeing the board anymore. So I'm going to have to end this show. I'm so sorry. Hello. If everybody is talking, I'm still trying to get up and see if the show is going to. I don't know why this has happened, but I know I have some time. I'm just not sure how much. But anyway, for everybody that tuned in, I am so sorry. This is crazy. It's just not letting me even back up on the board. So I don't know. Here we go. Okay, now we're on recording, so I don't know why the show is not. So I am going to email them and see if I can get the show back up. So I'm talking to Blog Talk. Excuse me. Okay, so if everybody stays on, I'm going to see if they'll re-put up the show. Anyway, sometimes Blog Talk can be, you know, can be a hassle, but I love it because it allows me to be with you. And if you just all remain there, I can see what's going to happen because right now we're on overtime, but I cannot see chat. So something is going on, and I don't know what it is, but I'm going to continue talking till I get an answer. Anyway, Psychic Insight Magazine is a quarterly magazine. Its first edition is out today, and it's got some really cool articles in there. And for anybody that wants to send in an article or write one, please, he gives you the information in the magazine. But, you know, I am really, really excited about this magazine. I think we've needed it for a while. There is other psychic magazines out there, but they're full of a lot of ads and stuff. So this one is complete, different people. There's tarot scopes in there. I think there's herbology in there. There's color scopes. And then there's Ask Bonnie. There's an interview with a psychic medium over in the UK that he did. And I'm just really excited because any magazine that can give us knowledge, information, yay! So I'd like some feedback on what you thought. I'm really excited to have been asked to be a part of this. And Jerry Humphries will be on our show January 27th. He is coming back, so you can give him feedback, actually. He is a really, really excellent in-touch medium himself. He is a hypnotherapist. He's a Reiki master, gosh only knows how many levels. He is a healer. He finds pets, animals, and he is really, really very, very nice. He's written for magazines before, and he'll be back by popular demand back to read for you and talk to you on the 27th. Let me tell you, so I continue. After we have Adam tomorrow, on the 14th, we have Ron Cole. He's going to be talking about the stars, moon, skies, and aspects. Get your questions ready because he loves questions. He just needs them to be general. He can't answer questions about you unless you know your chart. And your chart, he needs your rising, your moon, and your sun sign. And if you had your chart done, he can answer questions about your chart. Otherwise, if you have questions about what's going on in the skies, Saturn, any of the planets, please call in because he is absolutely a fabulous, fabulous guy. He is famous, world-renowned, and he teaches astrology. He teaches master astrology, and he could be Dr. Ronald Cole, but he doesn't let anybody know that. Anyway, then after at 2 o'clock, We have Leslie Journey bringing up the house. You know, she's a psychic medium. She gives times, dates, peeps, and everything else. She loves talking to you. She also teaches metaphysics. So we love having Leslie. And the next day is Thursday the 15th. You know, we have our mother-daughter duo, Annabelle Miller and Brenda Brand. It's Angel. We call it Angel Thursday. All three are angels. But Candy Potter Emery will be bringing the angel messages to you at 2 o'clock. At 1 to 2 is Annabelle Miller and Brenda Brand. You know that they have all kinds of tools, and you just can't even imagine what else they have. So they also do medical intuitive. That's Brenda, and she brings through you something, and then when you feel it, she knows it's you, and then she gives you the messages. So she's super cool, and I love these two ladies. And then Friday, I don't know what Friday is going to bring. If I'm going to do coffee with Bonnie at 9 o'clock, it might be actually a little earlier, 8 to 9. Just have to see. Because the next week, we are so packed with guests. I have guests, all different kind of guests coming. And I don't even think I'm going to get a word in edgewise, which is weird for me. But I'd like to just get through this week. But I'm going to just give you a rundown of the following week. On the 19th, at which I usually do, this coffee with Bonnie. Let's hope it can continue, because I don't know what is going on with Blog Talk. And I don't even know if anybody can hear me. Let me see if anyone can hear me. 402, hi.
Yes, I can hear you. I'm listening.
Oh, well, listen, I have no board up, so I am just so happy. Do you see chat out there, by the way?
I don't know. I'm just calling on my cell phone. I don't usually go on the computer at the same time, so I can't see that.
Okay, you need to hold on then, just I'm going to put you on hold. As long as I've got you, then I know at least somebody's listening, then I know I'm still on, so let me put it on hold. Anyway, Friday is going to be me. I don't know what time. It might be from 8 to 9. It might be, unfortunately, another hour earlier, but we'll see. Otherwise, it is Coffee with Bonnie, Wake Up World, actually Coffee with Bonnie, because Wake Up World is for Monday. And you will be, that probably be the only time I'll be able to talk to you the end of this week, because Monday again you have Anne-Marie. Anne-Marie is a tarotist, and she is from the UK. She reads, and she's also a medium. She does all kinds of platform work, and she's a really nice lady. She's coming to do the tarot and mediumship for you on Monday at, I think, 10 o'clock. This is next Monday, the 19th. Then at 1 p.m., we have our own. She is a numerologist. I just adore her. And her name is Carol Patton. She brings all the numbers to you and what they mean in your life. That is just, to me, so cool. I can't even tell you. I mean, she did my numbers, and I mean, it just calculates and calculates and calculates. And she has been on other shows. She is a radio personality, and I know you will love her. Carol, if you're out there, I thank you. I can't wait to have you on the show. Then on Wednesday, after Ron Cole at 2 o'clock, there's only 5 in the world, supposedly. I haven't counted them yet, but he is a psychic medium, but he is what he does and what he loves and the gift that he's been given. He's a psychic surgeon. It's the coolest thing. I mean, it's kind of like John of God. When you go and you are with him, he does the surgery while you're laying on the table, but of course it's psychic surgery. He channels a doctor from the 1950s, a surgeon called Sir Reginald, and he is also from Britain, or from the UK. He will be here at 2 o'clock on Wednesday. One, he doesn't take very many calls, but he'll tell you what he does and how to reach him. You could probably, I think his website is going to be up this week, Peter Langhorne. So you can talk to him. He does do private readings. He does do private healing sessions. And it's so interesting because you become the nurse. It's so cool because his voice changes. He channels this surgeon. So he's coming on the 2nd, and he'll take a few calls. So please, if you've got anything you need to talk to him about, get in early. On Thursday, the 22nd, of course, we are back to our ladies, our angels. We have Annabelle Miller, Brenda Brand, and I think it is our, if I'm not mistaken, it is our other wonderful, wonderful angel reader, and that is Gay. She is fabulous. She has messages from the angels. She's a great, great lady who hears messages from the angels, and I adore her too. This month, we actually get Maggie on the fifth month of the fifth Thursday of the month, and she is our tree lady. She does the pranic tube. She also goes and tells you what tree you are. I'm a willow, and I love willows because you should hear what they do. Anyway, we have so many guests the last 2 weeks of January that I hope I get to talk. But anyway, if I don't, you know I love you, and I will always be here on Monday at least for an hour. And on Friday, I will bring the weekend right to you. Mondays and Fridays are my day, even if I don't get on because I'm featuring other people. I love talking, and you know that. So again, this week, please check out Adam Bernstein, BetweenTheWorlds.com. You'll get to see him on his website and see what he does. I am so excited. I just can't even tell you. So I am going to take 402. 402, you are on with Bonnie, since I'm going to have to end the show. So go ahead, 402. Hi, how can I help you, and who are you?
Hi, this is Kaulu Bonnie calling.
Hi, Kaulu. How are you?
I'm doing good. I was just wondering if you've seen anything else in my love life. I know you guys were telling me that a guy was going to come into my life.
Mm-hmm.
And a gentleman did come into my life, but I don't feel that connection like he's feeling it. He's feeling it way more than I do, and I don't know if it's because I'm shallow, but like he seemed like a really nice guy, but there's just something that I don't know why. It's like a weird vibe, but it doesn't feel right. So
I can tell you one thing. Guys come and go, but I know one thing about you is you have an intuition. And when you use your intuition, you're very spot on. So if you're questioning something is weird vibe about this guy, I'd like to know what you're feeling, because I think that you are getting a sign that this might not be him. So tell me why you're getting a weird vibe.
He's really nice. He seems really genuine, but then he says like these weird kind of comments, and the way he like it's just a weird vibe. And I told him, I was like, I like you, but there's a part of me that just, you know, wants to slow it down and just be your friend because the vibe is just not right. And he goes, well, you know, I'm really scared, and you might be feeling that. And I'm like, well, it's more than that. It's not a fear vibe. It's just that I know what later on in life that we're going to probably clash. I can feel it. Like, you know, like it just seems like the honeymoon phase or like, you know, like the newness wears off. I can already feel like there's like we're not the same kind of people necessarily. We don't need to be the same kind of people, but it's just something, I don't know what it is, but the energy is just off. I feel like maybe later on in life he might be controlling and kind of wants to be like a father figure towards me. That's like the feeling that I'm getting, you know, because, I mean, he's 11 years older than me.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if that has anything to do with it, but he gives me like this father presence. Like he reminds me of my dad, and not in like a necessarily like a
great
good way, but in more of like a... It's weird,
yeah.
And I don't know how to explain it. I don't want to say, oh, yeah, I know you're going to be kind of controlling later on in life. I can feel it.
Well, you know what? I really believe anybody that's like a father figure works in two ways. One is they're always going to be a little controlling because they always feel like they need to either take care of you or tell you what to do. That's what a father does. So
exactly.
Remember that father figure, now some people are looking for it. I have clients that are 13 years younger than their husbands or wives, actually, and they love that. They love the father figure or the mother figure, actually, because that is a nurturing, very controlling, not controlling in bad ways all the time, but just they want to take care of them. And usually that's what a mother or a father wants to do to their children. Not everybody, because, you know, we all have some family issues. Not all everybody, but there are people who have family issues about their mother and father who haven't taken care of them. But you know, when you look at a father figure or a mother figure, it is somebody who, one, is usually older, and sometimes that's not true, it's just their soul is older, and two is they want to take care of you, and in that taking care of is a little bit of control. Because think about it, like my son will say, I try to control him. Well, he's 21 and I am in my 50s. So yeah, I'm going to tell him what to do, because if I don't like something, that's what I'm going to say. And yet, even if I do, I want to take care of him and nurture him. That's what a father figure does. So if you're not into that and he is like that, it is going to be, it will affect you the rest of your life. If you do like him, though, and I'm not saying you do, but if you do like him, there's ways to control that by bringing it to their attention. Now, some father figures are great teachers. Instead of coming off very controlling, they come and teach. They teach you about life. They teach you what is good and what for you might not be good. They don't tell you. So I'm assuming you're taking the role that he's not teaching you, he's going to tell you. Is that correct?
Yeah.
This isn't going to be good for you, Ku'u, and I can tell you why. One is you're a free spirit. I can feel your energy. You're a pretty free spirit. You like doing what you like doing, and not in a controlling way. You have like a butterfly energy. So if you do have that energy, it's tough. You don't want a moth to come and shadow you. You want another butterfly, or you want something that's more stable, but lets you fly around them. So I am going to tell you that if this is not the relationship for you, don't be talked into it, because I feel like he really likes you, and I feel like he would love this relationship to continue. Am I correct?
Yes, I think so. I mean, he's like, well, I went to the bank, and the girls are asking about you, because we went out to dinner, and he's like, he did this weird thing. He's like, oh, let's go out to dinner, and I'm like, oh, okay. So he's like, let's meet up at this steakhouse. So I get there, and everybody from his work is there. Like, literally everybody from the bank, everybody from the dealership, and everybody's there. And I felt like he was bringing to show me off or something weird.
I know, but you know what, Ku'u, I don't think that's not necessarily a bad thing. What you want is more intimacy. You would have wanted more intimacy, correct?
Yeah, I'm a little bit more private than that. Like, especially in the beginning, they're just getting to know each other, and they don't want to feel like any kind of obligation.
Yeah.
So he's like, I went to the bank, and they asked how your girlfriend was. And I said, huh? He goes, well, she's not my girlfriend because she's not really ready for that kind of commitment. And I'm like, it's not about that kind of commitment. I just want to get to know you before,
agree to something. Yeah, he's looking for something you're not looking for right now. Even though you're looking for it, it's not in the same way. Okay, he would love you to be like, I could see it. He would love you to have gone, oh, I'm so happy they asked me, now we're a couple. That's what he would like. Even if it lasts or it doesn't last, that's what he would like. You want to be in fully, but you don't want to be in fast, and that's what I'm seeing. So he might not be the one for you, but that doesn't mean that, you know, the next guy or the next person is going to be. I always believe when one door closes, another one opens. Just because we always learn something about somebody that comes into our life. It's always a lesson if you're not going to be with them. So what lesson did this gentleman teach you? I think you probably know that you really don't want somebody that's really out in the public with everything right away, that you rather have somebody who's a little bit more intimate, quiet, and looks directly into your eyes and talks to you personally versus talk to you through a billion of friends and people. Correct? That's kind of what you've got to gauge. You have to gauge that this is a lesson for you. If this is something you don't want, then you've got to look at it as a lesson. Now, the other lesson is to say, Ku'u, you know, there are people that are going to like you, and they're all different, and maybe, you know, you've got to meet them halfway. But I don't feel that with him. I feel like he's ready to plunge in, even if it doesn't last. He's going to plunge in. You're going to be his girlfriend. He's going to be your boyfriend. You're going to be a married couple in like 2 weeks, and not married, but just, you know what I mean. And,
yeah.
And he is going to try telling you what to do. Because that's just how he is at work. I mean, I would believe that if you looked at him at work, he's either telling people what to do or he's guiding people how to do something. That is his personality.
Yeah, he's a boss.
Yeah. So if this is something you don't want, then you're going to have to back out. If it is something that you're thinking, well, maybe I should try it and see where it leads, then you know that you're not going to be able to let him get away with anything. I feel like this wouldn't be a good match in the long run for you, unless he could step up to the plate and actually let you fly instead of telling you what to do.
I agree.
Yeah, so I don't think you should be worried about a ku'u, because you have a lot of lessons. They're telling me that you need to, there's some lessons still to learn, and this might be one of them, but that your soul mate, meaning one of them, because I believe we come down with a lot, will be coming in for you shortly. But it's getting through these stumbles of what you are going to want and what you're not going to want that will lead you directly to your soul, is what they're telling me.
Well, that's good. That's good. I'm going to keep on doing that searching.
Oh, my goodness. You shouldn't stop. I mean, I don't understand. You know, I know that a lot of people don't like dating. They like, you know, having one boyfriend or girlfriend. And it seems like if you like them in that minute, now you're their girlfriend and they're not looking around. But truthfully, until you find someone that really matches your aura, you should be looking anyway. You see what I mean? And I don't think you need to be telling anybody, saying anything, or it's not that you're keeping it from them. But if they say to you, are you only seeing me, then what you would say is, no, we don't have an exclusive relationship, but is that bother you? Because some people it does. Like my daughter, she can't get into a relationship. She likes to go one relationship at a time, whether it lasts a day, a week, a month. But, you know, I really believe that, you know, if you're going to date, because, you don't know who you like and you don't know who you're going to be with at this stage of the game. Until you do, I think you should keep your mind and your calendar open for anybody that comes in.
Yeah, I definitely think so. I had some really weird dreams, too. Last night, I had this really awkward dream about this doctor that wanted to be in a relationship with me but was really old. And it was, like, disturbing for me because, I don't know, I don't see myself being with somebody that's a lot older than me because I'm not attracted like that. I'm just shallow.
You know what? No, you're not shallow, because there's a lot of people. I had an age thing myself, but I don't think dating somebody younger and it's only me, and you see all these cougar towns and stuff like that. Of course, I'm only 17, but I'm just not one that does that. And I don't date too much older, because I just think that there's now I don't know. You don't know who you fall in love with. And that's the thing. My girlfriend's husband is 13 years older than her. She met him when she was 22. He was 34. They look exactly the same. They're both good looking people and you couldn't even tell a difference. And now they're in their 50s and 60s, but it just wasn't for me at the time. So it's all about what's attractive to you and what is stable for you. I really believe that you're going to find somebody that is around your age, maybe a little bit older, but I think he's going to be an old soul. And that's maybe why you're dreaming about older people, because I think what you're not looking at is you're looking at their in your dream, you're looking at their physical features. But really, I think what Spirit's trying to tell you is that you belong with an old soul. So I think that is exactly what you're going to find. You're going to find somebody who's spiritually in tune. Now, I'm not saying that they have to be spiritual, but they're going to be spiritually in tune to, you'll know that, you know how some people, like I have a guy who's on the show, he's going to be coming on February 10th again, named Gregory Scott. You can go to YouTube. He's a young guy. I mean, he's like in his 30s. And if you talk to him and I talk to him, he feels like he's an old soul. Yeah, he's young. And he's super cool, he's super cute, and he's super sweet. But I can feel his soul. He's been around a long time. And that's what I think you're going to end up with. You're going to end up with somebody who's an older soul in a body that is appealing to you, which, you know, I'm seeing 3 to 4 years older than you. So I think you're going to be fine. I think you know what you want. I think there is nothing wrong with what you want. And I would hope that you would keep looking until I feel, Kulu, that you know deep in your gut you have a very good compass, and it's a spiritual compass, and I think you know that. So there is no wasting, like, you know, well, are you thinking that you're make, you know, if your gut is telling you, call for confirmation, because we all do, even me.
Yeah.
But, you know, go with your gut feeling, because I have to tell you, your spirit guides will not guide you wrong. Okay?
Yeah, no, my gut is telling me that. And then I asked my girlfriend, because my best friend just came from Hawaii to visit with me with her, like, 2-month-old baby.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we spent time together, and I introduced them. And she goes, I get what you're talking about. There is a weird vibe, and I don't know what it is. And I was like, see, I told you. It's just, there's a weird vibe. It's weird.
Yeah,
it's
just
so uncomfortable.
Well,
like,
I think,
you know,
he wants to possess you versus have you. You know, there's a big difference between having somebody love you and possessing them. So I would be real careful.
Yeah, I will.
So, you know,
thank you very much.
Well, Kulu, I want to tell you something. Tomorrow, the guy that's going to be on my show, if you look him up, I don't know if you have a computer, but it's betweentheworlds.com, and that's Adam Bernstein. He lived in Hawaii. He wants to go back to Hawaii, and he knows a lot about Hawaii. So if you want to call, if you're around, call in. He's incredible. So check him out. But he's got a friend right now that he's had to predict. He predicts the weather. And he does, and he's a medium, so he does both. He does all kinds of things. But she was calling him because of the those volcanoes that are erupting. He was telling her which way to go. So he is pretty cool, and he knows a lot about Hawaii. And I think you'd be enjoying, you know, talking to him.
And I'll check that out. And you said February 10th. The other guy named Greg. It's my birthday. I turned 30 on February 10th. So.
I know it's not your birthday, but since you said the word birthday, are you ready? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Kulalani. Happy birthday to you, Feb 10. So, yeah. You know, if you call in, he'll read your tarot. I mean, he does it. Look him up on YouTube. He does astrology, but he does tarot astrology. So it's pretty cool. He does astrology with tarot. Like, he'll throw a card for you. So definitely both times, you know, if you have a chance, either listen to the show, call in, you know, call in early, because when I have the UK people, the UK peeps, mm-hmm. and, you know, Adam is from upstate New York. He's super, super, I mean, he's super connected. Very few people bring me exactly what he brought me. I won't tell you, because I'll let him, but if he can read me and he can do it that quickly, you got a really good peep on here tomorrow. So, and he's from, like I said, he loves Hawaii, and he's lived in Hawaii, and he wants to go back to Hawaii. So, you know, I think that would be good for you.
Yes, I think so too. So I'm going to check in tomorrow. Definitely.
All right. Well, listen, thank you for calling. I think you're the only one. I mean, I have the show is completely taken off, so I don't know why. And I'm going to call. That's why I'm going to get off right now and see what happened with Blog Talk. So thank you. I'm glad that I got to speak with you, and let your compass be your guide, girlfriend. That is one of the big messages I'm hearing.
Well, thank you for being such like an awesome fairy. I just really appreciate like all the good energy that you bring, because you always bring it to the table, and I really appreciate that. So thank you.
You know what, Kulu? That means a lot to me. I mean, it does. It means that's why I do this, actually. And I so appreciate it. And I do know that I do my best, and I try really. You know, I play the FRL because he makes me happy. Yeah. I'm happy anyway, but I want everybody else to be happy, and not every situation is. So I thank you so much, honey, and I will talk to you hopefully tomorrow.
Thank you. Take care. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.